Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a cool and calm night across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a relaxing evening stroll. In Haifa, the air is slightly cooler, bringing a gentle breeze from the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has struck in the Lebanon Valley. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun says their actions are not a betrayal. This comes just 2 hours ago from Walla. Also, the use of drones in Ukraine has changed warfare. Israel Hayom reports this hour that Hezbollah is now adopting these tactics. Also this hour, Katz warns of a potential collapse of the ceasefire. He urges Beirut to disarm Hezbollah, according to Ynet. Separately, Hassan Piker, known for his controversial views, supports Hamas. JT reports he is pushing Democrats to adopt anti-Israel stances, raising concerns among Jewish leaders. And finally, West Bank activists face increasing threats. Forward highlights Rabbi Arik Asherman's work, helping Palestinians amid rising tensions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressed the threat from Hezbollah's arsenal just minutes ago. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammad Mustafa has highlighted financial challenges, noting Israel's withholding of tax revenues. Lebanon's industry minister, Joe Issa El-Khoury, clarified earlier today that Lebanon is not officially at war with Israel. Let's go deeper, starting with the strikes in Lebanon. The IDF's actions in the Lebanon Valley aim to counter Hezbollah's influence. Lebanese President Aoun defends their stance, distancing from Hezbollah's rhetoric. Walla reports that this comes amidst heightened regional tension. Turning to the drone warfare, Ukraine's battlefield innovations with FPV drones have captured Hezbollah's interest. Israel Hayom explains that these drones offer new strategic advantages. This development could escalate conflicts in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Katz's warning to Beirut highlights fragile peace conditions. Ynet details his demand for disarmament south of the Litani River. This tension underscores the delicate balance in Lebanon. On the diplomatic front, Hassan Piker's influence grows among liberal circles. JTA's interview reveals his pro-Hamas stance, which alarms many in the Jewish community. His views could shift political dynamics in the U.S. Finally, activists in the West Bank, like Rabbi Arik Asherman, face increased risks. Forward reports on the challenges they encounter while aiding Palestinians. This reflects broader tensions impacting humanitarian efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, NVIDIA has leased space for labs in Rishon LeZion. The AI chip giant partners with EdgeConX to expand its presence in Israel, according to Globes. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports a record in industrial planning. Over 8,500 dunams are being developed, marking a growth engine for the economy. And finally, Walla Business shares insights on market dynamics. A small segment of polymer market users captures a significant share of profits, showcasing strategic investment behaviors. That's your Israel 18 news update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.